The next patient is Deborah McNall. The last name is M-C-N-A-L-L. First name, Deborah, D-E-B-R-O-R-A-H. This is a clinical case of a 67-year-old, a white female that is originally from Vermont, that is referred to a practice by Ms. Norissa, N-O-R-I-S-S-A, Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D, A-R-M-P, for evaluation of the kidney function, period. We had the opportunity to review the laboratory workup that was done on May 22nd of 2022, in which the serum creatinine was 1 mg/cent, the BUN 17, and the estimated GFR 56 mLs per minute. During the same date, the uric acid was determined to be 6.4, the vitamin D 34.1. Vitamin B12, 572, and the folate 8.7. The patient had a magnesium of 2.1. The albumin albumin determination in the urine was less than 3 mg/cl. The creatinine was 59 and the albumin creatinine ratio was less than 5, which is with a normal range. Similar determinations were done in May of 2022. The patient, in other words, has a CKD stage 3A /A1. The kidney function is normal. There is no evidence of proteinuria, period. Number two, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease. That has been treated with the administration of Nexium 40 milligrams PO every day, and this has been done on chronic basis, period. The PPIs interfere with the bone metabolism, magnesium metabolism, the kidney function, and increase cardiovascular risk. And sometimes we see some deterioration of the kidney function. For that reason, we are going to recommend the approach of avoiding the processed food, specifically the industrial production of chicken, pork, and steak. and switch to a plant-based diet. It is important for this patient, not only as part of the treatment of the gastroesophageal reflux disease, but also the fight against inflammation related to the processed food, period. Following number, systemic hypertension. The blood pressure reading at the present time is 121 over 73. The patient was advised to follow a low sodium diet and a fluid restriction. To a physical examination, the patient has pitting edema in the lower extremities, 1 over 4. Following number, hyperlipidemia that has been under control with the administration of Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A. Following number, vitamin D deficiency that has been corrected with the replacement therapy, and the patient has vitamin B12 deficiency, whether or not this is associated to a PPI is a consideration, period. The patient was advised to take famotidine 40 milligrams on a daily basis and make the dietary changes, period. Thank you so much for the kind referral. If the patient was noticed with deterioration of the kidney function, alterations in the urinary sediment or proteinuria, we will be more than happy to give follow-up to this patient in this office. Paragraph. We invested 15 minutes of the time reviewing the referral. In the face-to-face, we employed 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 12 minutes. Thanks a lot for your kind consultation.